This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us today for Talk Louisiana on the 76th birthday of Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, the man from Kentucky who rules the Senate with two Louisiana Republicans in the midst who are colleagues of McConnell, both as GOP stalwarts and also as members of the Senate, William Morgan Cassidy and John Neely Kennedy. And, of course, in the days and weeks to come, we'll continue to follow the president. His approval rating now, according to Real Clear Politics, the conflation of all of the polls is at 43.4%. That's about where he was on Election Day when he won in 2016. And for those who think the president is toast in 2020, a poll from North Carolina, which went to President Obama in 2008, has President Trump leading Joe Biden by 4 points. He leads Bernie Sanders by 12 points and Kamala Harris by 11 points. So President Trump is far from a defeated man as we move forward to 2020. But we're in 2019, and soon we'll be gearing up for an election. But right now, there are lots of other stories permeating, and those we will cover today. And one of those is big news in the Baton Rouge Business Report. It's the cover story, Stung. After years of rubber stamping, escalating spending requests, the Metro Council is just now beginning to question how the cost of a planned $6.5 million mosquito abatement facility has nearly doubled in price. And the story is from Stephanie Regal, the editor of the Greater Baton Rouge Business Report, who also hosts Out to Lunch now on Thursdays.
Yes, Thursdays from, I guess, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
1 to 1:30,
and also it replays on Sundays. But Stephanie has a fine program on this station, and she is an intrepid reporter. And this is one that really we don't follow a whole lot, but we pay a lot of money in this community for fighting mosquitoes, don't we?
Well, and that was one of the things that we thought was so interesting about this story. I mean, the Mosquito Abatement and Rodent Control District is obviously a very important city agency that preserves, you know, that serves a valuable purpose, and they've been around many years, but they haven't gotten a lot of scrutiny, and they have their own dedicated funding source. They have two millages, in fact, that voters have approved over the years that generate something like $9 million a year for them. So they have their own pot of money, and the problem with these kind of agencies that have dedicated funding is that even though the Metro Council technically has to rubber stamp everything that they spend, the council doesn't typically give them a lot of those expenditures a lot of scrutiny because they just entrust the agency to spend its money as best as it sees fit. So when this agency decided a few years ago that it needed a new facility, and no question it did, you know, it went to the council and got permission to spend $6.5 million of its dollars on this new building, which is out on airport property. And somewhere along the way, the cost escalated, and to date, it's more than $11.1 million. And all those cost increases have been approved by the council. But all of a sudden, back in 2018, as these expenditures continued to mount, some council members finally started to say, wait a minute, why do we keep increasing the scope of the project? Why are the program management and the design fees so expensive for something that should just be a metal building out by the warehouse, out by the airport to house a bunch of, you know, mosquito abatement personnel?
All right, so the price is not going to be $6.5 million. I gather it's going to be substantially more.
To date, it's over 11.2.
Okay.
It's
a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. It's got silestone countertops in the kitchen break room.
Okay.
It has fancy windows that automatically adjust their opacity in the large conference room that faces out. It has all sorts of high-end amenities, AV sound system, nice pavers outside, fountains, flagpole, and all of these amenities helped to drive up the cost and drag out the timeline for the project. And while the timeline was being extended, the program manager, a very well-connected consultant, was able to continue to extend his contract and rack up more than $1.2 million to date in program management fees to oversee construction of a building that initially was slated to cost just $6.5 million.
Okay. 877-217-5757. or talk at talklouisiana.org. And a listener notes about a previous appearance you made on this program regarding the rec center at LSU. It was $85 million. So what's the big deal about $12 or $15 million for a mosquito abatement facility? It might actually be a bargain when you compare it to the rec center.
Well, I don't know that it is comparable to a rec center. But the question is, just because there are public dollars available, do we need to spend them? So, for instance, when this project was first approved by the council in 2014, the original architecture firm, which is Crump Wilson, a Baton Rouge firm, had given them these rough estimates of a $6.5 million facility. The director of the agency and this program manager, the consultant that I keep referring to, a fellow named Gary Beard, They went to their board and said, this looks like a Burger King, and we want something nicer. And the director of the agency, Todd Walker, kept telling me, you know, we want a legacy building that's going to last. So they went back to the council the next year. They terminated their contract with Crump Wilson, and they got a $3.9 million supplemental appropriation from the council to increase the cost of the project from $6.9 million to nearly $10 million. Nobody on the council questioned it then. And then over the years, as this project continued to grow, they added on extra things, a new sidewalk, a new fence. And late last year, they started making a play to renovate their old facility, which they're still hanging on to. It's just down the street from the new one, to house a tire shredder. And the program manager is trying to take over management of that program from the city. The city hadn't even approved it at that point. So you see really a system where a lot of people are getting rich off of a bunch of construction projects that, sure, I mean, they're delivering quality projects, but how much do we really need, right?
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org if you'd like to reach Stephanie Regal, who is, of course, an intrepid reporter. This is a lengthy story. It's the cover story in the Greater Baton Rouge Business Report, and much of it focuses on the former state lawmaker Gary Beard, who's right in the middle of this, and he has made some handsome money as a result of his association. What's going on with him?
Well, the really interesting thing with him is that not only did he have, was he able to confect this very nice program management contract for the mosquito facility, but at the same time, and still to this day, he is working as a subconsultant or contractor to the firm that has the airport management contract currently. It's a joint venture group called AMG, Airport Management Group, and they're paying Beard something like $20,000 a month. He bills himself out currently at $147 an hour, according to records that we reviewed. At the same time that all of these contracts were being negotiated, he was actually a member of the airport commission. And he said that he recused himself from any votes that had to do with deals from which he might benefit. But you do have to wonder how somebody who's making money from the airport and serving on the airport commission all of a sudden gets the program management contract to manage a project that's being done on airport property.
You note that he's received $1.2 million as company Beard International to do the program management for the facility, but also billed more than $466,000 for 4,708 hours of work between October of 2016 and December of 2018.
And that those were just the records I saw. I mean, that billing continues today.
I don't know. Is this out of line with other people who are involved in projects of this kind?
Well, that's a whole lot of hours, okay?
It's a lot of hours, yeah.
It's a lot of hours. And
4,708 hours. Think about that. If you're 40-hour work week.
Well, if you're working full-time managing this mosquito abatement project, right?
Yeah.
And his son works with him. In fact, his son, they had an office at the new mosquito abatement facility that they were working out of, as if it was their own office. Just last week, the city told them they had to get out because basically it's not their office building. But program management fees in general run between 5 and 10%. His program management fees top 11%. And when you factor in the program management fees that the old company was doing before Beard took over, they top something like 15%, which is really out of line for a facility of this caliber. This isn't a high-end office building. This isn't a luxury hotel. There's not an underground parking garage where there are lots of structural issues. You know, this is basically a warehouse with offices in it, a hangar, and a supply shed.
Okay. Well, Stephanie notes that former state representative Gary Beard made a name for himself by stalking out opposition on issues like fetal stem cell research and abortion, and he got a lot of attention for successfully spearheading an amendment to the state budget that prohibited the Department of Health from using federal dollars to buy and distribute condoms. So he has always been a lightning rod of sorts.
He's been a lightning rod, and I think, you know, because of his political connections, he is perceived by those at the airport who really make their money off of the public sector and knowing how to get those deals. I think he's proven himself to be, or at least represented himself to be, valuable and connected to the political sector.
We'll return with Stephanie Regal of the Business Report after this time out. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Stephanie Regal here for a few more minutes, the editor of the Greater Baton Rouge Business Report. She occasionally guest hosts this program. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. And in a few moments, we'll switch gears and talk about the controversy about fraternities, and in particular one fraternity, a longstanding one at LSU, the Deke Fraternity, which has produced many of the shining lights in our community. And tomorrow we'll hear from a former Deke member and leader, Steve Myers, the founder of Tiger Rag Magazine. And also we're slated to hear from two of the reporters from The Advocate, Leah Skeen and Andrea Gallo, who has a report today, front page of The Advocate. But Stephanie Regal, what happens now? The Metro Council apparently has allowed this mosquito abatement facility to go beyond its expected cost. Is anything in the offing to address this?
Well, right now they're trying to get rid of the executive director. And last week, two Metro Council members, Matt Watson and Dwight Hudson, asked him to resign and gave him an opportunity to do so, and he decided not to.
And the executive director is?
His name is Todd Walker.
He's not the former LSU baseball player, by the way.
He is not the former LSU baseball player. But from what I understand, he's fighting those efforts. It's going to be introduced before the Metro Council next week, and then they will vote in 2 weeks following that on whether to hold a hearing to remove him from that position. But I mean, I think the bigger takeaway from this story, and the reason we gave it so much ink and so much attention, besides some of the just egregious expenditures, and when you read the details, you see just some egregious overstepping by Beard in directing people at City Hall what to do, even though he was just a vendor and contractor to the city, but he was really calling the shots. All of that aside, the reason this story matters is because we have so many agencies with dedicated funding in Baton Rouge, and the percentage of our budget in East Baton Rouge Parish is way more locked up and over-dedicated than the average municipality. I did a story on this several years ago and compared the numbers. So like two-thirds of our budget is basically dedicated, and you know our population. They don't like to vote for taxes, and they only want to vote for a tax that they know is going to go to a specific purpose, which means a dedicated fund. The flip side of that, though, is that there's not as much oversight by the legislative body that's supposed to be watching your tax dollars and where they're going. So what to do, you know, and this is where the council is now. You know, they say they want to look at dedicated funds, although a measure by Dwight Hudson earlier this year to do that fell short. They're also talking about changing the way that, for instance, change orders and matters having to do with construction projects appear on their agendas at their meetings so that they know what they're voting on and have a better idea of the context of an expenditure. So you would hope to see those kind of reforms. Do you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, there are going to be a lot of mosquito abatement facilities.
Does the Metro Council have the stomach for this?
Right. They do now because Gary Beard and Todd Walker and the mosquito abatement are easy targets. But what happens when you're going after some of the really high-powered engineers that fill the political coffers? You know, what happens when you're going after those companies and those kind of contractors and on the bigger projects? Mm-hmm. And don't, I mean, program management is a big gig in Baton Rouge. And guess what? A lot of it is a sham. And the more I look into it, the more you see how this kind of activity is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, who is the contractor for this project?
The contractor is, it was Ratcliffe Construction out of Alexandria. And the impression that I got is that they were sort of caught in the middle. And they just wanted to get this done and get it over with quickly. They were not responsible for all of the cost overruns. And they refused to talk to me for the story, as did the original architect and the second architect that Beard brought in, RCL of Mandeville.
Well, the cover story is Stung, and the subtitle, after years of rubber stamping, escalating spending requests, the Metro Council is just now beginning to question how the cost of a planned $6.5 million mosquito abatement facility is nearly doubled in price. One of the longer stories ever produced in the Greater Baton Rouge Business Report by the editor, Stephanie Regal. Always a pleasure to see you. And before you part, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you were a sorority member when you were a student at LSU, from where you graduated. And it seems that the fraternities get in the news a lot more than the sororities do.
Indeed, they do. They were problematic then. They're problematic now.
So I would imagine the Business Report might be reporting on this soon.
You know, we haven't talked about taking it up outside of opinion columns, but and the Advocate is certainly doing a good job of following the Deke scandal. But I think, you know, the Deke scandal is very salacious. The details are horrific. But I think, you know, Kim Hunter-Reed spoke yesterday at the press club, she being the superintendent of higher education, and she spoke to the need to really change the whole culture around this. And I think that's really the bigger issue that this speaks to, and the problem that it identifies. I think the Greek system, even though it's more popular than ever, the number of kids going through recruitment, especially on the female side, is soaring, not just at LSU, but across the country. But something needs to be done to change, really, the justification for these organizations.
Well, we'll follow it. J.R. Ball, who is your colleague, has written about this, and his fraternity was thrown off campus last year.
I mean, so many of them are. I mean, the Advocate ran a chart just last week, and it's like 12 of them. I mean, it's every big fraternity that you know on campus is either suspended, on probation, or they've been permanently kicked off.
Thank you, Stephanie.